Now, if we are real genuine believers, when these scriptures are ministered to us, there's nothing can tell us any different. There's nothing can say that it's wrong. How many could raise up, how many infidels, how many unbelievers, how many could explain this, that, and other? God keeps His Word, and Mark 16 is just as inspired as John 3:16. The whole thing, the Word of God, every word of it's inspired. All of it is God, if you just read it the way it says. I want to call the church to the order today to find out, before you call anything a devil, you better remember the promise that this is to be in this day. See? Remember that. Oh, one word against the Holy Ghost is never forgiven in this world, neither in the world to come. And you see the Holy Spirit Himself manifested doing the same thing. I'm looking at a little woman sitting here in front of me. I think she's a Presbyterian, I'm not mistaken. Was at my house not long ago. She had to Wednesday to live. Cancer. Sitting in the room. I just happened to spot her sitting by a friend of mine. And she is given to Wednesday to live by the medics of the city. They're puzzled now. Here she sits tonight looking fine, healthy, and still living. You're thankful for her, aren't you, sister? Raise your hand if that's right. You're sitting right here. Dying and given to Wednesday about several months ago. And now the doctors are amazed to think, what happened? It was thus saith the Lord. His words are still true. When this scripture says here that these signs shall follow them that believe, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. If you believe, these signs shall follow the believer. They shall, here said when. And if you're a real believer, there's nothing to separate you from that. Listen to Abraham's testimony. Listen to the rest of their testimony. How many hundreds could I call on the scene today and show you that God keeps His word? Regardless, if you'll believe it and stand there and know in your heart, that's going to come to pass. When this little lady referring to, somebody's telling me a few minutes ago, excuse me, was telling me a few minutes ago, coming through the dinner line out there, said, Brother Ben, would you remember this little lady here? Your prayer of faith to her not long ago, she was years ago, was dying with a cancer. Is that woman sitting present? Somebody pointed her out to me. Said, raise up your hand if you are sitting here somewhere. A little woman coming through the line, some man, gray-headed brother, was pointing her out to me, said, she was dying with cancer, and here she lives now. Is that lady in the building here now? She was in the dinner room a while ago. Or there, yeah, there's Mrs. Waldorf back there. That was day and day in the line. 15 years ago. 17 years ago. With her doctor, with an x-ray there, the cancer had eaten her heart out. But it was thus saith the Lord. Let the critics rise and say what they want to. I'm a witness that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What He was then, He is today. He's not I was, I will be, He is now present tense. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus and His Word is the same. He is the Word. Do you believe it? What did He say? These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Before we say this to court, you are the jury. You've heard the case. How many witnesses could we call? No matter how many other witnesses the prosecutor could call, these words testify against him. He misinterpreted the scripture. How many believe that the words are true? How many believers? Raise up your hand. All right. The Bible said this. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now look, each one of you, through this broken up little message, you've drawn some conclusion down in your mind, you've made up your mind, because that's the jury. And the way you act from hereafter, that'll prove what your verdict is. See? The way you live from hereafter will prove just what your verdict is. Now if you've got to say, well, I'm just as sick as I was when I come in, I show just what kind of a verdict you've made in this court this afternoon. I think he's had a fair trial. He's had been brought up as the Word. He's been proved as the Word. He's been identified as the Word. If I die this night, the words that I've said is true. The world knows it. The scientific world knows it. That same pillar of fire. The same angel, Lord. How many seen the picture of it? It hangs in Washington, D.C. The only supernatural being was ever photographed. If I die this night, I never see again what I've said is the truth. And God has testified of it that it's the truth. And here's the scripture that it's supposed to be now. Then call it a devil if you want to. That'll be between you and God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's identifying himself as he promised. Much more could he say in this last days as Son of Man, making himself known among his people in the form of his people. Not Son of God, not Son of David, but Son of Man. The Son of God was the supernatural, like Abraham. He's seen voices and heard things and seen lights and so forth. But just before the promised Son come, God revealed himself as a man in human flesh and read the thoughts that was in Pharaoh's heart in the room behind him. How many says, oh, that's the scripture? Brilliant. And he said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of God, coming when the Son of Man shall be being revealed. The Son of Man being revealed. Not the Son of God in the church age. He's put out of that. Now he's Son of Man revealing himself. The Word is becoming flesh among us. Oh, my friend, open your eyes, Court, before you make your decision. Make your decision and believe it with all your heart. He's justified in rightness in the Scripture. He's justified in what he says. I can prove it. I know he's right. God does prove it. He needs nobody to interpret and say this is that and this is that. He says he'll do it and he does it and that settles it. He's his own interpreter. You believe that?
Amen.
How many believers then raise up your hand and say, I am a believer? I want every believer in here to stand to your feet. Unbeliever, remain seated. Believer, stand to your feet. In this court, before it adjourns, I want to thank the Lord that this court has made up its mind. The jury has come to this verdict that Jesus Christ is justified in putting these things in his word. When it's truly interpreted in the light of the word, it is the truth. How many of you, court, believe that? Raise your hand and say, before God, I believe it's the truth. I believe it's the truth. Now, how many, as you put your hand down, say, I am a believer in what you've said. I believe it to be the honest truth. It's the word of God. Raise up your hand. All right. Now, I want you to reach out across the table and lay your hand on another believer. Put your hand right across the table. Lay it on another believer. Are we believers? What did he say? These signs shall follow them, I believe. Court, have you made up your mind? Say amen.
Amen.
My verdict has been reached. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
That the word of God is true? Amen. Mark 16 is true?
Amen.
Amen. Then these signs shall follow them, I believe. They have to recover. He said so, did he not? Now, the way you pray at church, you pray for the person you got your hands on, they're praying for you. And these signs shall follow them, I believe. What will happen? Your action from this hour on will prove what your true verdict is. Now bow your head, every one of you. Now pray for the person that you got your hands on. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I call this to your attention again. These men and women have claimed by their testimony that they are believers. They have stood and they have laid their hands on one another. Lord, we believe your word. That in this great day of education, this great day of going on of ethics and all the educational systems, yet in the midst of all of it, your word remains true just the same. And we call witnesses in this court this afternoon, Lord, to give you a fair trial, not a mock trial, not a mock like Herod did you or one of the others. We're giving you a fair trial. You're improving, and your people have made up their mind that the Word of God in 1964, this hour that we're now living, that you're just as much God as you ever was, and every word that you promised is the truth. And they've got their hands laying on one another as believers. They're praying for one another. And you said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You never said when. You said they shall recover. Now, them being, as I be the moderator, and these people being the jury, also the judge, they have given witness to this, Lord, by moving to one another's hands and praying for one another. Now, their actions hereafter will certainly prove what their verdict is. May there never be one complaint among them anymore of ever being sick, of this sickness, or whatever bothers them now. May they know that God promised He'd do it. Sometimes it lingers that He did in the days of Noah, He did in the days of Moses, He did in all days. But He never told the Pentecostal people, go up to the city of Jerusalem and 24 hours I'll give you the Holy Ghost. He said, tarry there until you're endued with power from on high. He never said one day, 2 days, 10 days. He said, stay until you're endued with power. Lord, they stayed until the evidence spoke that to them that it was the Holy Ghost of God. Now, may these people who have their hands up on one another, who stand this court this afternoon, in the presence of God, in the presence of His Word, as I've read, and we testify to this, that we believe that He keeps His Word, that may each one be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, all you that believe that from this hour, that a believer that stood to their feet as a believer, and you a believer, that you've testified and give witness before this court this afternoon that you believe that He's just and He keeps His Word. No matter how long it tarries, it's got to happen. Do you believe it? Raise your hand. Do you accept it? God bless you. I believe it with all my heart. Now let us bow our heads just a moment. Is there a person in here that's been an unbeliever? A person that's not a Christian? I want to give you the opportunity to walk up here to this before this court and make a confession and say, I have been a doubter all my life, but from this day on, I accept Jesus Christ. I know that the Bible said that in the days as it was in the days of Jonah, was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and nights, they said to him, give us a sign. He said, a wicked and an adulteress, a Sodom generation, seek after a sign, and they'll get it. They'll get a sign, for as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. These disciples that we read about was misunderstanding when they wouldn't believe those who had seen after He has risen from the dead. We've seen. We know that it's true. He has risen from the dead. We believe it. And we're living in a days like it was in the days of Jonah, when the cities were perverted into evil, and Jonah come forth out of a whale's belly as one from the dead. And today we believe Jesus Christ is raised from the dead and is making Himself known down to the church age as Son of God. And now fulfilling His promise in the last days to reveal Himself to Abraham's royal seed as Son of Man. God bless you. With our heads bowed now, quietly and reverently, while we sing one verse, I love Him because He first loved me. And if you're not a Christian, and you want to become one, and to take your stand tonight with the Lord's despised you in this evil day like it was in the days of Noah, like it was in the days of Sodom, come forth while we stand with our heads bowed and everybody praying. I want closer walk with God. You believe this to be the truth that we're living in the last days. Be with you, friend. Don't fail. Don't fail. Believe me. I love Him. Mean it with all your heart now. Surrender yourself. He is the Word. The Word for this day.
Lives in Tucson. He come here once many years ago with Mr. Kidd and was healed with a standing ulcer for many years. When I went out last fall, Sam had a stone that the specialist there in Tucson examined. It was as big as a marble. Brother Sam Conley, many of you here know him. It's from Ohio. And he went to the doctor and he said, Sam, make yourself ready next week. I'll take that stone out a couple days from then. He said, can I pass the stone, doctor? He said, it's impossible. The stone is too big. So he got him in a car and took him home, and he called. He said, I want you to come over and pray for me, Brother Branham. Why did he call me for such? And I started to praying for him. I said, Sam, it's thus saith the Lord. The stone will pass by itself. And the next morning he took the stone to the doctor. And he said, the doctor said, Mr. Connell, I don't understand how it happened. And he said, I am a believer in God. And God passed the stone for me, took it from me. The man could hardly believe it, the doctor. Just the more he could believe that big tumor leaving my wife's side, you know about. See. So he said, about 6 months later, which is about three weeks ago, Sam Connolly was stricken down by a serious heart condition. And I don't know the name of Carter or some kind of a heart block or ever what it is. It's a very dangerous. You can't get over it, Dick Clinton. A heart attack, and his heart blocked. And his limbs swelled out to his ankles were larger than his leg up here high around his hip. So they took him down to the doctor. The doctor said, take him home peacefully or to the hospital. Sam said, I don't want to go to the hospital. Said, take him home and put him in the bed and don't you move head, hand, or foot for 6 months. Said, you could die at any minute. And Brother Norman called and we went over that night to see Brother Sam. And when we prayed for him, and the Lord spoke. And the next morning, Sam went down to the doctor's office with his bitchy legs pulled up. Stood before the doctor and said, look at me, doctor. And the doctor put him under an electrical cardiogram and he said, I don't understand it. He said, go on back to work. He said, what church do you belong to? He said, I don't belong to any of them. He said, you can't be a Christian without belonging to them denominations. You have to be. See, that's all the doctor knows. Sam was a nut to him, and he was a nut to Sam by asking such a question. Then what happened? Sam come over and he said, what can I say to anybody that tells me such things, Brother Branham? Tell them that you belong to the one and only church. You don't join it. It's not a denomination. You're born into it. A little lady, about 6 months ago, leaning on the bosom of Sister Norman, I forget her name. Very pretty little woman, about 30 years old. Her and her husband had separated, and she took leukemia. And she had been in such a condition that she could hardly get around. And finally it got worse until the doctors put her in a bed, and the doctors visited her until the time come they give her until the following Wednesday. She'd be dead by Wednesday. And Miss Norman somehow got her out of the bed and brought her over and had to hold her up in a chair. And as the little fellow sat there pitching back and forth and gray as she could be, yellow on the skin from the cancer, leukemia, I said, well, I can pray for you, sister. And her trying to speak and the tears in her eyes, she said, I said, are you a Christian? She said, I'm a Methodist. I said, I asked you if you was a Christian. And she said, you mean belong to the Christian church? I said, no, ma'am. I mean, are you born to the Spirit of God and love the Lord Jesus? She said, well, I've always belonged to the church. I said, if God will let you live, will you promise me that you will return to me and let me show you the way of the Lord more plainer? She said, I promise God anything if he'll spare my life. I'll serve him. Just then a vision come. That thus saith the Lord. Don't make ready. Tear up your things for your death day after tomorrow. As on Monday, and she said, I Wednesday. You're not going to die. Last Sunday, a week from this Sunday, I sat with her in the room, gained 30-some-odd pounds. The doctor said there's not one trace of a leukemia can be found anywhere. And she wanted to know, and I sent her down to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ in an irrigation ditch. The way of the Lord. Might be a nut. But if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I visit up at the boy used to take tapes here, Leo Mercer. He's got a trailer court. And I've been praying for some people. I prayed for a little lady named Loker, I believe it was. And she'd had 14 operations of cancer. The doctors give her up to die. And was prayed for and told her she would not die, but she would live. And there's not a trace of it anywhere. And because of that, 28 of her family were standing there saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Might be a nut, wonderful. But it's drawing all men unto Him that will come. It's threaded with the Word. You see what I mean? I got a letter that come in day before yesterday, laying right back there in the file. Last fall, while on a hunting trip, the last spring is a year ago, an Indian boy named Oscar that we hunt on the highway up there with it, where the angel of the Lord, I told you, across here, would bring that caribou and that silver-tipped grizzly, all of you remember. Then that boy, when I walked into the, he walked into the tent last spring, and when Bud asked me to ask the blessing, he took off his gloves, his riding. He put them gloves on, he was ready to go out. He was a Catholic. It had nothing to do with it. Last fall, when he couldn't stand it by my side, when his mother was back there dying with a heart attack, he said, won't you come back and pray for her? I went back in this little hut of the Indians there, and there all of them gathered around this mother and her dying. Couldn't speak a word of English. And the Holy Spirit came down and told the mother, through an interpreter, her daughter, what had taken place, which was even called her name and told her what she was and what tribe she was from and how that this had happened. And the mother was instantly healed. And the next morning when I went back to see him as I rode out, going 40 miles back for a sheep, there they was all sitting there. She was all getting on the horse to go back to dry moose meat. And I said, last night when I prayed, I said, Our Father who art in heaven, I said, Louise, I was a Catholic prayer. You all started, and then, of course, I left you. And I said, now I'm just going to thank God. We don't say prayers, we pray. She said, we no more Catholic. She said, we believe like you believe. We want you to take all of us and baptize us the way you baptize. We want the Holy Ghost. On the trip back, the boy had lost his horses months before that, couldn't find them. And the guy was bawling out, said, Oscar, you know better than to leave them horses like that. The bears, a lot of grizzlies, would eat them horses up by this time. And he kept standing close to me. And he said, one night he said, me ask you something? I said, yes. Said, Brother Branham, pray God, God give me my ponies back. I said, Bud said the bear eat him up. I said, Brother Branham, ask God. God give Oscar his ponies back. I said, you believe that, Oscar? He said, I believe. God make my mother well. God tell you where bear was, where game was. That God know where game is, know where my horses is. A year ago, while standing back there with Fred Softman, he's here tonight, Billy Paul, my son, the Holy Spirit came down. I said, Oscar, you'll find your ponies. They'll be standing in snow. There lays the letter. Wrote me last week, and I got it a Friday. Come in here, laying right there in the file now. Brother Branham, Oscar, find ponies standing in snow. Hallelujah. How they live, nobody knows. The boy, at this time of year, June, they so much snow, they still 20 or 30 foot of snow around them. How did they stay there through the winter in this canyon? Oscar can get into them on snowshoes, but of course he can't put snowshoes on his pony. But he found them according to the word of the Lord. It might sound like a nut. Just believe it one time. Depends on how your threads are. Now, it won't thread up with the denomination. It'll only thread with the Word. But there's some people in the world believes that Word. It'll take a nut to wrap that bride out of here this tree. For the bride and the bridegroom are one. And the God is one and the Word is God. It'll have to be threaded with the Word. And it'll draw the bride out of these denominations. Yeah, he wanted to criticize me. You know, it reminds me of talking about swearing God hiding behind skins. Skin of man. A little story, and then I'm closing. Sorry, I done kept you here about 45 minutes now. There's a home, Christian home. And there was a... I told this to this critic. And in this home, there was... They believed in God. They had a little boy there. But he's scared to death in a storm. Lightning, oh, he's just scared to death. He'd run our tables anywhere when it was lightning. So one night, there come a big storm out on the farm and where they lived, and trees was blowing and lightning flashing. Getting late in the night, the mother said to Junior, said, now, Junior, you go upstairs and go to bed. Said, now, don't be scared. Go on up there. So little Junior with his pajamas on went up the steps looking back, about half crying. He laid down, tried to go to sleep, covered up his head. He couldn't go to sleep. That lightning flashing around the window. So I said, oh, Mom, said, come up here and sleep with me. Well, she said, Junior, nothing's going to bother you. That lightning can't hurt you. I said, but Mama... come up here and sleep with me. So the mother went up the steps and laid across the bed with her Junior. And she said, Junior, my little son, Mother wants to tell you something. She said, Junior, we are a Christian family. We believe in God. And we believe that God protects us in storms. We believe that. And we believe that God takes care of His own. And said, I want you to believe that, Junior. That don't be scared. God is with us. And He'll protect us. Junior snubbed a few times. He said, Mama, I believe that too. He said, but when that lightning's so close to the window, I like the feel that God has got skin on us. So, I think that all of us adults think the same thing. God with skin on. It might sound like a nut to the world, but it's drawing all men unto Him. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as the little stories of experiences, and sometimes they happen for a reason, and it's, yet as rude as it is, yet we understand it in the language that it happened in. So we thank Thee tonight, Lord, that God can house Himself in us. We are thankful that there was a propitiation made. The blood of the righteous one, Jesus, who was the fullness of God, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that He laid down His precious life, not taken from Him, but willfully laid it down, that we might enjoy Him in the fullness of His presence, in the Shekinah glory that He lived in, that our souls might be sanctified with that blood, that the great Holy Spirit itself could live in us. And we become teachers, prophets, and so forth to the people of those, Lord, who are needy, gifts of God. God Himself manifesting, glowing out the great gifts of God. in the presence of this modern age. And the rude expression, Lord, of being a nut. And we know that in this day, that it takes some time when the world gets in a rut like the church is today, just joining new churches and new denominations. A man who comes forth with the Word is considered a nut. An insane person. As the great Apostle Paul, who was trained to be a theologian, a priest, and yet he said he'd become a fool for the glory of God. He forsook his education that the people might listen to his high polished words. And he said he come not with enchanting words and wisdom of man, that their faith would be in such. How the church has turned to that today. As he prophesied, after my departure, wolves shall enter in, not sparing the flock. But he said he came to them in power and manifestations of the Holy Spirit, that their faith would be in God. Father, he became a fool to the world to know Jesus. And so do we today, Lord. There's people sitting here that's considered crazy because that they're ready to trust God for their healing, for their eternal destination, placing their reputation at stake in worship to Him, thanking Him, praising Him, giving freedom to their spirit to worship God. They're considered crazy. But you said that the foolishness of God, if we are fools, was stronger and wiser than the wisdom of man. For man by wisdom know not God. But through the foolishness of preaching, it pleased God to save them that was savable. We pray, God, that the great author of this word will come tonight and heal the sick, save the lost. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I am lightning, God, so that you won't be mixed up in what I said today. God is a great diamond, the eternal. And when a diamond is brought out of the blue stones of Africa, I've been in the mines and watched them in the great, how they process this and get the diamonds out, how they go through the crusher and the great blue fire diamonds, black diamonds come out. They have not much form, certain form. They're just a great stone. And really, they have no fire in them at that time. They're just a diamond, stone, round, smoothed out lot of them. But this diamond must be cut. Now, it's against the law to have one not being cut. Must be cut, and then you have to have a receipt where you bought it. Because it's millions of dollars in them. And I liken God to that diamond. Now, a diamond is cut so that it will reflect what's on the inside of it, the fire that's in the diamond. And it has to be cut to every little way, every little shape. 3 points. Put the 3 points to a diamond, and a light against a three-point object will give 7 colors. Make 7 colors. And now notice, God was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. See, he was cut, bruised, that great diamond that from him might reflect the gifts to the church. And it isn't the light, because the light must return back when the sun's off of it to where it has been cut from. But every little piece that comes from that chipping is not destroyed. It's put to use. Many of them are made to Victrola needles. And those needles bring forth, that's been chipped from the diamond, bring forth music that's been canned into a record. I hope you see what I mean. The chip from Christ, the gift from Christ, put upon the Bible, speaks out the hidden mysteries of God to the believer. He knows the secret of the heart. He knows every person. Do you believe that? It would not be the diamond saying, you see what I am. It's what he come from. The diamond is a diamond because he's off of a diamond. And that's the way the gifts of the Spirit is unto the person. It's a part of that diamond. It's sent and been brought down and brought into a gift to interpret, to preach, to teach. There's five spiritual gifts. Apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. And they're all for the edifying of the body of Christ. And just as sure as there's teachers, pastors, there's got to be prophets. We know that. And we believe that God is to be manifested in the last day among His people to the elect seed, according to the Bible, in the form of prophet. That's exactly with the Word. Not that the man is God, but that the gift is God. See? And that's the needle. Now, a pen won't play that record right. A record sewing needle won't play it right. But a diamond, it's the best. It brings it out clear. A diamond-pointed needle. May God tonight, your record of life, whatever is wrong with you, whatever that you're desiring from God, may the great master who holds the needle in his hand, may he put it upon your life and reveal to us what you're here for, what you want. Then we'll know that he's here. Heavenly Father, will you grant it before I start this prayer? I'm not aiming to do this. But will you grant it that the people might know, maybe strangers here to be prayed for? I know not them, but you do. And Paul said, if you speak with tongues and there be no interpretation or give no edification, the people will say you're mad. But if one prophesies and reveals what's on the heart, then they'll say truly God's with you. Let it be again, God. In this late hour, you promised it, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I wonder how many sick people in here tonight that's here, or did Billy give out prayer? Is any prayer cards give out?
Yes.
There is. Well, I guess every sick person's got a prayer card. But I don't know what you wrote on it. I think he just gives you a card. You write what you want to on it. Is that it? Just got the card? You put on it whatever you want. I don't know you. How many here knows that I don't know you, and yet you're sick? And you would say this, what I've heard you say today, God behind skins, God behind human skin, veiling himself. But if you got spiritual eyes, you can open and see him. See who he is. And you believe that. Jesus said, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he also. More than this shall he do, for I go to the Father. Now, if you believe with all your heart, how many in here that's sick and knows that I do not know you, know what's wrong with you, just raise up your hand. Say, I'm sick, I have need. How many has desires in their heart? Not sick, but has desires, you know what I mean. All right? Isn't there anybody that I've seen but what held up their hand? Now, I don't know. I know this man sitting here. I'm sure that's Brother James. And I think that's Sister James. Brother Ben, I know this is your faces sometimes, the brother taking the pictures. But that's somebody back in here anywhere. Yes, I challenge this on the basis and the closing of this message. Do you know God promised this to happen in the last days? He made the promise. See? Now, I can't make it happen. See, I cannot do that. He has to do that. He's the one who does it, not me. But I believe in him. Or I wouldn't be standing here telling you something that I didn't believe in. Now, you pray and you say, Lord Jesus, I'm taught in the Bible that you're a high priest right now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. I don't care where you are. And you say, I believe you. And by faith, I believe what that man said today. That's what the angel told me. Get the people to believe you. And if I tell the Word of God, it ain't believe me, it's believe the Word. If it ain't with the Word, then don't believe it. But if you believe it is the Word, then whatever it is, you pray. And you believe. And see if He still can reveal what's in your heart. And anybody knows that the Bible said that the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword and discerns the thoughts and intents in the heart. That's how Abraham knew that that was God, when he could tell what Sarah was saying back in the tent, what she was thinking about. When he said, I'll visit you, and Sarah thought in her heart, it can't be so. Now, I said He's here to heal you. What do you think about it? You just believe. Now, I have no certain way. Heavenly Father knows that. See, I just got to see it. What I see, I say, and what I don't see, of course, I can't say. But it's just as much God. Would that increase your faith if you do it? Preaching like that, it kind of throws me out a little bit. But He's here. I'm conscious of that. Watching a man as he bowed his head right back here, his wife sitting by and praying also. Right here. Got something on your heart. Your wife praying. Got a burden on your heart. It's for your mother-in-law. Right? You believe God can tell me what's wrong with your mother-in-law? I don't know you. We're strangers to one another. Is that right? You believe God can tell me what's wrong with her? She isn't here. I see a great distance. She's in east from here. She's in Ohio. That's right. She's suffering with a blood condition. Have your wife to take that handkerchief there. She's crying on place on her. Don't doubt. She'll get well. You believe that? Here's a little lady sitting right here in front of me. She's crying. There's something wrong with the child. I don't know. No, it's nothing wrong. She's just got a desire. She's desiring to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's thus saith the Lord. Believe, child, you're going to receive it. Here's a lady sitting out here on the end of the row. She's praying. I'm a stranger to her, but she's shadowed. You had operations. If we're a stranger to each other, I suppose. I don't know you. You don't know me. Only just maybe hearing of me. You're not from here. You're a stranger among us. You're from Wisconsin. The city is Milwaukee. And your trouble is cancer. It's on the breast. Operation after operation, yet without success. Let the faith that touched the hem of His garment, believe it right now. Sink it in your heart, it shall come to pass. Have faith. A man sitting over in a corner here. He's praying for his mother. He's a stranger to me. I don't know him. But he's praying for his mother. And his mother has the same thing this woman has, cancer. Or she's scared of it. Which it is. There's a man you're praying for. That man has trouble with his back. He's also, I see him intoxicated. He's an alcoholic. You're a brother. You're not from here. You're from Illinois. You believe God can tell me what your name is? Farmer. Is that right? Raise up your hand.
Glory to God.
Believe. There's somebody kneeling over somebody praying. Somebody laying on a cot. All right? Do you believe what you've heard to be the truth, lady? You do. If I could heal you, I'd come do it. But you're already healed by Christ. You just got to believe it. That lady standing there praying was praying for you to be touched. I don't know you, but God knows you. You're from out of town also. That's right. You're from Illinois. That's exactly. The city is called East Moline, Illinois. You suffer with cancer. You're a minister's wife. Do you believe? You'll die laying there. Why don't you accept it tonight and say, I can in my heart, with my faith above anything that's here, I believe that I'm healed, I'm in the presence of God. Rise up. Believe you, go home and be healed. There she is. You believe with all your hearts? Let us praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for all Thy goodness and mercy. We thank Thee for You're still here, right in the midst of all this trouble, in this world that's perverted, yet You're here. Let Thy Spirit, Lord, ever remain with us. We see that You're here, God, with skin on, in the human hearts, giving faith and revelation and vision. You're God in Your church. God in Your people. We thank Thee for this, Lord. And may everyone believe tonight with one accord. And may they be healed. Through Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. How many over there has prayer cards on that side? Let them that's on that side move back. Come right in the middle of this aisle. Them on that aisle. Come right out this way. Just take your place. Come right out this way. Let those, as soon as they're finished up, this line, catch the next line. Elders, come here. Brother Roy. Lord bless you. I want the deacons of the church here immediately, if they can get in, from everywhere they're at, come here for a little help. I want each one that's going to be prayed for, raise up your hand. Say this behind me, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. I believe that in Your presence, as I follow Your word, and my hands is laid on me tonight, I'm going to accept my healing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Watch. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. He told Noah it was going to rain. He never said, as soon as you're prayed for, you're going to be well. He said, they shall recover. He told Noah it was going to rain. It never rained for 120 years, but it rained. He told Abraham he was going to have a baby by Sarah. It never happened for 25 years, but had it. He told Isaiah a virgin was going to conceive. It never happened for 800 years, but she conceived. Is that right? He promised it. No matter how long it takes, He does it anyhow. Do you believe that? Come forward. Is that Brother Catherine? Leave the scene. You'll move the card. I'll let everybody be in prayer now. Our Heavenly Father, we're going to obey Your commandments by laying hands upon these people. I don't know one thing else You could do, Lord. For You have said in Your word, You've purchased their healing. You prove that You're here with us tonight, the Word, that can discern the thoughts that's in the heart. You prove that You are among us. And I pray Thee, Father, that Your Word, which cannot fail, will be made so real to each heart. As You said, if you can believe it, don't doubt, but believe it. Say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt, but believe that it will come to pass. You didn't say when. You told the people at Pentecost to go up there and wait. You never said hours, days. You said until. Now they're coming to accept their healing. They never think of nothing else but their healing until the deliverance comes. We obey you by laying hands upon them as believers in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, come right by. He's your healed. God bless you. Go stay here. That's good.
Amen.
All things are possible. If we could change them words, now
I believe.
It's now
I believe. All things are possible. Now I believe.
Do you believe that what has been asked and desired shall be granted?
Amen.
It shall happen.
Amen.
I saw passing through the line a few moments ago some of my Italian friends from Chicago. How many know Sister Batazzi from Chicago? Well, you know she had a mental nervous break just recently. Very, very bad. But the morning in Chicago at the Christian Businessman's Breakfast, I told the sister, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, she'd come back to one side, and she was just going to hold herself together. And I said, Sister, you won't get over it right away, but you're going to be well.
Amen.
I said, it'll be either 18 months or 2 years. Right in that bracket, you'll be made well. The other day while speaking with her, I heard her testifying, so happy, the happiest she'd ever been in all of her life. She was riding in a car. She had no peace. The presence of God seemed to have departed from her. Of course, it was mental nerve, you know. And all of a sudden, it returned with a great flow of joy. And the power of the Holy Spirit was upon her. She wept. She cried. They just had a great time. About 3 or 4 weeks ago or a month, and I heard her testify Sunday before last. And she said, Brother Branham, when I got back, I marked down and took that tape. And it was exactly 18 months to the day. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Isn't he wonderful? Now, the same Holy Spirit that can predict that exactly without missing one time.
Amen.
All these years. And through his word. Has tried to uncover to you today that God isn't some object way off or some historical something. He's a living present tense. His word made manifest. Hid himself in human veil. In his church. Revealing himself by your faith and my faith together. Coming together. Making the unit of God. I can do nothing without you. You can do nothing without me. Neither can do anything without God. So together it makes the unit, the connection. God sent me for the purpose. You believe it, and there it happens. That's just it. See? Confirmed perfectly. I don't care what's wrong with you, what anyone has said. If from your heart you believe that you're going to be well, there's nothing can ever stop it. He said so. And he said, the heavens and earth will pass away, but my word won't fail. Do you believe that? How many will pray for me in other meetings as I go? I'm one who needs prayer. See, everybody's turned me down. See, but you. And yet there's seed out there. I sent a letter to South Africa They wouldn't let me come in unless I would sign a paper and I would baptize over on that side everybody three times, once for the Father, once for the Son, and the Holy Ghost, face forward, and on the other side I baptized backwards, one for the Father, and teach that was doctrine. I wrote them a letter. I said, the Holy Spirit's been trying for the last few years to get me in Africa again. He wants to use my ministry. There were 30,000 except Christ one afternoon. I said, remember, the blood of them souls be upon you, not upon me. I've offered to come, but you won't do it. I wonder what it'll be in this day when Jesus, the Son of God, has been turned from the church. The Word rejected. But in all of that, He still is making Himself known to His people. Aren't you thankful for it? And I passed by tonight, tapped my hands on them, some aged women, some young, some old, some young man, old man, just soaking wet as I am. I thought, sitting there listening at the Word.
Amen.
That the rest of the world thinks is crazy. See? They are the bolt. See? God's here to thread it up. Draw you right out of your sickness. It's the promise of the Word.
Amen.
Just remember, it'll start tightening. I will draw. If I be lifted up, I'll draw. He'll draw it out of you. He sure will. You just believe Him. Have faith in Him. Don't doubt Him. Believe Him. Pray for me. When you have no one else to pray for, just remember me. And then, until we meet, till we meet, till we meet. Thanks for coming those long ways. God protects you as you go home.
Till we meet.
Greet all the Christians. Salute them from this group here. God's peace upon you. Shalom.
God be with you till we meet again.
Now, how many does not have a prayer card and you believe that God will heal you? Raise up your hand. God bless you. That's right. Have that faith. Now, remember, friends, while they're getting ready for the prayer line, I don't move around now just for the next 10 or 15 minutes until we can see your spirit. Now, I want to ask you something. I said and read out of the Scripture that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And just temporarily, haven't primarily did it yet, showed you that He's supposed to do this very same thing again in the last days. How many believe that? Malachi 4 and all the... is supposed to return right back again, Him again come down and identify Himself in a prophetic message to turn the hearts of the children back to the faith, apostolic, Pentecostal faith of the fathers. That's exactly what it's supposed to be done. Not some creed, but back to the original faith. Now, we believe that with all of our heart. Now, some of you there that doesn't have a prayer card. Now, remember, I'm His servant, and you're His servant. God in me and God in you. You in the need and me here to serve you brings that together and makes it God. Now, the little woman one time, let me give you another scripture. I believe it's in St. John also. There was a little woman that was, she had a blood issue. Let's say she didn't have a prayer card and she wanted to get prayed for. But there's so many standing there, she couldn't get in the line. So she said, if I can only touch His garment, I'll be made well. How many remembers the story? Well, sure. And what did she do? She pushed through that crowd and touched His garment. Now, the Palestinian garment hangs free, and it's got an underneath garment, too, called the dust on the limbs, you know. So, it hangs free. Now, you might touch a man's coat, and he wouldn't feel it, just the border of his coat. But how about that big, thick, heavy Palestinian garment and hanging down around his feet, see? He never felt that, physically. But she touched His garment, and she went back in the crowd. Let's say she sat down. She might have stood up, but say she sat down. What happened? Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? And you know, Apostle Peter thought that was so ridiculous. So the people, why, he rebuked him for it. In other words, he might have said, well, look, everybody's touching you. They'll think this, you're mentally wrong. See? Well, everybody's trying to touch you, Rabbi. He said, but I perceive that I have gotten weak. Virtue, that strength, gone from me. That one little woman now brought strength from me. And he looked around in the audience, and he found where she was. And he told her trouble and what had happened. The Bible says that He is now a high priest that can be touched for the feeling of our infirmities. Is that right? Now, if you have that same faith in that same Jesus, He'll do the same thing for you. Now, be real reverent. Pray. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He'll grant you these blessings. Now, Father, let Your great Holy Spirit reveal to us the Word identified in flesh, their flesh, my flesh. May the Word and promise of tonight's gospel that's been preached be interpreted by the great Holy Spirit Himself. For He promised He'd be with us. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Jesus Christ's name, we commit ourselves to You with a message that You might confirm the Word with signs following as You did according to Mark 16. Amen. Now, everybody real reverent, please don't move. Sit real still. Now, remember, sometimes we come in a conflict. How many of you here are born-again Christians? Let's see your hand. That's fine. Then you know what I'm talking about. Now, this is the lady. This is the first lady in the line, all right? Now, this lady and I, as far as I know, are strangers. A very beautiful picture of St. John, the fourth chapter. Jesus met a woman at the well of Samaria, a panoramic, something like this. First time we've ever met in life. And so far as I know, this is the first time we met. We're strangers to each other. If that's right, just so the people see that it's true, just raise up your hands. This is us. First time. Now, if He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, to speak with the woman, the way He did the woman at the well, if He find out something that she's done, or something that's wrong with her, or something that I know nothing about, and would reveal it to her, which I never seen her. I'm just first time I was ever in this city. And I'm just sure she's a stranger. Now, would that make Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Would that make the Word a discerner of the thoughts that's in the heart?
Right.
See? See? It would make Him the same yesterday. And here's my hand, in my Bible. I've never seen the woman in my life. God knows that. She's just a woman standing there. I know no more about her than the rankest stranger there is in here to her. That's true. She knows that. I don't know her. But He does, and He is the Word. And the Word reveals the secret of the heart. Tells the things, the wrongs. Tells her something. If she's done anything wrong, not confessed out of the blood, He'll tell her about it. If she's a make-believer, He'll tell her about it. If she's a believer, He'll tell her about it. If there's anything physically wrong, tell her about it. If she's something for something else, He'll tell her about it. He can do all that because He's God.
Yes.
He knows all things. I don't know. She doesn't know me, and I don't know her. Now, if He reveals that in that way, you know it's still the Word.
Amen.
Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God, reveals the secrets that's in the heart. Knows the condition. Now, if God will reveal this to us tonight, sister, as you and I stand here together, then you couldn't be me. It has to be Him. Now, I just want to talk to you a minute, because talking in the Word like this, why, I'm preaching, you see, and then I come back, I just speaking to you like He did the woman at the well, had a conversation with her, until He found out what was her trouble. Now, if God will reveal to you what your trouble is, well, you know whether it's the truth or not, and will all of you believe it? Anybody out there know the woman? Raise up your hands. Does any people know? Oh, yes, plenty of people know. All right? And may the Lord Jesus grant this. See, that would be not only the preached Word, it would be the Word made flesh, speaking out, revealing. Now, the Bible doesn't say that you'll be standing here and what's be wrong with you and all about and what you're here for, what you've done. It doesn't say that. But the Word does come down. That identifies the speaker. See, at the Word of God, then the message is true. Then God's identifying the message to be the truth. The baptism of the Holy Spirit and the full gospel have to be the truth then. If it's identified right. One thing, you're all nervous, real nervous. You're upset about something. That's right. You're weary. You've had this for some time. And what it is, it's a condition on your limb. It's on your right limb. Your spirit's cancer. It's bothering you all over. That right side is completely out. It's bothering your stomach. Makes you sick. That's true. Raise up your hand.
Praise the Lord.
Don't fear. Just believe, and He'll make you well. You believe it? All right. Go thanking God for it. And be well.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. That's one lady.
Amen.
You believe He's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Now here's the picture again. White man, colored woman. Now, Jesus, a Jew, her, a Samaritan. See, he let them know there's no difference in the human race. God died for all of us. That's right. He's God made of one blood, all nations. The country we was raised in, changing our color, had nothing to do with what's on the inside of us. That's right. Now, you are a Christian. Quickly, I can feel the welcome feeling that you are a Christian. That's your spirit. And that would be just like it's to behold an Israelite in whom there's no God. Now, I see you've been very sick. An examination proves that you had cancer. That is right. And that cancer, you believe, you can tell me where it's at? According to the statistics, that cancer is in the colon. That's right, raise up your hand. Now, you know there's something is standing here that knows you. Do you believe that he'll make you well? If your faith can pull him there, touch his garment and reveal the same thing he did then go believing and you'll get well of that and be well. You'll believe. Just believe. Just that simple, sister, just to believe it. Don't doubt. I suppose that we are strangers to each other. We don't know each other. God knows both of us. Do you believe that God could reveal to me your trouble? Do you believe he could reveal to me trouble of anybody out there? You believe it? How many out there believe it? What do you think about it? You believe with all your heart? Then your gallstones won't bother you no more. I felt it coming and I was reading the people's mind. I just wanted you to see I wasn't doing it. All right, you believe me to be your servant? With all your heart. Thank you. You are a Christian. Yes, you are. I'm not a hitchhiker, a real Christian. You're born again. All right. You believe that I, being your brother, know nothing about you, but our Heavenly Father, who knows us both, could reveal to me what your trouble is? I see that you've had plenty of it. You've had an operation, and the operation was for cancer. You removed your breast. That's right. And you're still bothered with it. You believe you're going to be well from now on? Pass right by here believing with all your heart. God bless you. May the Lord God heal you. Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, do you believe, lady? We are strangers to each other. I don't know you. You don't know me. We're total strangers. But the Heavenly Father would reveal to me something wrong, something that you've done, something that you ought not have done, or ought to have done and did not, whatever it is, whatever it might be. You believe that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know it has to be him that would do it. Is that right? Your trouble with a growth, and that growth is on the head. You're scared. Right? You believe that it will come off now, that Jesus Christ will make you well? As you have believed it, so shall it be to you. Go believe it.
Amen.
God bless you. It's going your own way. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Your stomach's been bothering you. Stomach trouble. But go eat. Believe.
That's it. Amen. Hallelujah.
How do you do? We're strangers to each other. I don't know you. You don't know me. But there's somebody here, unseen, but veiled in between us, that knows what your trouble is. I see you trying. Yes, arthritis. You believe he'll make you well of that?
Yes.
Go believe it. You're not going to be crippled up with you. You just believe it.
Thank you, Lord.
You have many things that bother you. Lady's trouble for a long time. Then another thing, your main thing that you're interested in being healed is arthritis also. You believe he'll make you well? Go believe it. That's just all. Just have faith and don't doubt. I'm a stranger to you. I've never seen you in my life. There's another woman keeps it there. If God will reveal to me something about you, or you're a tumor facing an operation, that little woman laying in that chair is facing the same thing as a tumor. You believe with all your heart? You do? God will make both of you well if you'll believe it. Lay your hand over on him. That's it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may you be healed. I can't explain that, friends. Don't ask me to. Pressure, power, want. What is a tumor? It's a growth. What is a growth? A multiplication of cells. What are you? Multiplication of cells. What is a tumor? In the Bible, it's called a devil, tormentor. Seems screaming for help, and that answered back. See, two just alive. And that's what did it. All right, come, lady. We're strangers to each other. You've had a nervous condition for a long time, which has caused you to have a stomach condition, stomach trouble, peptic ulcer, firing in your stomach, sensitive to the teeth, and so forth. You believe that Jesus Christ will make you well now? All right, go eat your supper then. Believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ will make you well. It's fine now. We're strangers to each other. Where does God live in a human being? In the heart. That's where your trouble's at, in your heart. Not because of the lack of God, but by letting your faith loose to heal that heart trouble, you'll get well. Go believe.
Thank you.
Believe with all your heart. I don't care.
Amen.
Go believe.
Hallelujah.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible. How many believe with all your heart? You believe that God is here to make you well? Are you, is the Word your flesh?
Amen.
What is it? No matter how much I believe, you've got to believe too.
Yes.
See? That woman that touched his garment, believe. There's a man sitting over here looking at me. Got hernia and hemorrhoids. You believe God will make you well? If you do it, you can have what you've asked for. Anybody else in here that believes that God heals the sick and the afflicted? You believe that the Word tonight knows the secret of the heart. Do you believe that? All right. It's now, we're really late from what we were. How would you believe this? Now, you know that scripture is made plain. Don't let the veil of flesh now bother you. See, remember, it's the promised Word of today. How many understands it? The promised Word. I don't know how much impersonation you've seen. So help me. Jesus Christ promised this, and this is true.
Yes.
That is true. Now, does he also say the last words he said before he left the earth? Ascended up into heaven. He said, go ye into all the world. Mark 16. Preach the gospel. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. Did you ever read it? What was the last commission? If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. How many knows that to be true? Every one of you, a few minutes ago, raise your hand that you was a believer. Now, won't you just lay your hands over on one another there? We don't have to go on, you know, and share it. Why not just lay your hands over on each other and pray for that person sitting by you? If you're a believer. Now, he said, now, no, it's not only me, it's you, each one of you. You believe it now? Say amen. All right. Now, look, don't you pray for yourself, because the person that's got their hands on you is praying for you. See? You pray for them, and I'm going to pray for all of you. And if you'll just believe it with one accord, this will be one of the greatest times you've ever seen. The presence of Jesus Christ, which ought to illuminate the church to know that in this last days, where creeds and denominations and isms and everything has got the Word all smothered out in Jesus, the Word on the outside of the church, and to see Him come right back among the people and identify Himself, as He promised in the last days when the Son of Man is being revealed. He was revealed in the baptism. He was revealed in divine healing. Here He is in His last attribute. Remember, that was the last thing that Abraham saw before the fire fell and judged the Gentile world, and before the promised Son came on the scene, Isaac. This is the last thing that the Christian church will see in the sign of miracle until the appearing of Jesus Christ. If God has given me favor before you, believe me in the name of the Lord. There's nothing else left in the Bible to be done but take on the mark of the beast, and you have the seal of God. Pray for that person laying sitting next to you. Put your hand up on him. I was looking for cripples. I don't see him, but that coddle, but he's already been... All right, put your hands on one another and pray. Dear Jesus, great, masculine Son of the living God, who is here tonight in the form of the Holy Spirit, changed this form and came down and revealed His Word right in human flesh, man, women, of all walks of life, showing that He still lives. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord Jesus, we are here in this great city of Topeka. We are here together with Your children, and we pray that if You have been so identified among us, that now You will confirm Your Word, the last commission, saying they shall lay hands upon the sick, they shall recover. And people, confessors, and born again of the Spirit, is now laying their hands upon each other to identify themselves with each other with Your commission and Your Word. Now, Satan, You cannot hold these sick people any longer. They are subjects of the Word of God. Come out of them, the sickness that's in their body. Torment them no more. Let them go free from tonight on. We, as the servants of God, that has been identified to confirm the Word, adjure thee in the name of the living God, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh among us. Come out of this sick people and let them go, for the kingdom of God sake and the commandment given us by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. All that believe and accept Your healing, without one shadow of doubt, here inside the veil of the Shekinah glory, to see the promised Word, which we'll get into greater this week, see it manifested right here before us, let us stand to our feet and say, I now accept my healing. I believe that Jesus Christ now heals me with all my heart. I believe it. I accept it in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Raise your hands now, and each one of you in your own way, giving thanks for your healing. Amen.